Hi there, you're welcome to the Vulnerability Podcast with PCTV. On here, we explore everything that makes us unapologetically human, because everyone has a story or two. Hey guys, thanks once again for tuning in to the Vulnerability Podcast with PCTV. This season is Everyone Has a Story or Two. And this particular episode, I'm going to be sharing with you many stories. Well, just a couple of stories from different people. Now, the title of this episode is Love and Pain, and simply about sharing experiences from different people, different young people that have experienced love and pain in different dimensions. You're going to hear stories about, you know, heartbreak. You're going to hear stories about, you know, family and father-daughter relationship. You're going to hear stories about PTSD. But it's simply the fact that for a lot of people who have experienced love, they have also experienced pain. Very rarely do you see or do you experience love without pain being there. Sometimes pain that you can walk through, sometimes pain that leads to better things, brighter things. Other time it's pain that actually ends things. But the way we can all relate to people being in love is the way that a lot of us can relate to us feeling pain out of love, whether it's relationship, whether it's family, whether it's friends, but there's always a little bit of pain in love. And so I've gotten a couple of people to share their love and pain stories, and in between, while you hear the stories, I'm also going to share my own story about love and pain. So listen, enjoy, and I'm pretty sure that you're going to be able to relate to one or even more of the stories. And if you do, send me an email at vulnerabilitypodcast@gmail.com or send a DM on Instagram, the.vulnerabilitypodcast, or, you know, comment, send a voice note on Anchor. But just make sure that you share your thoughts with me when you listen to the stories, because hey, everyone has a story or two, meaning that we can always relate to each other's feelings and experiences in some way or the other. And story one. So story one is the story of a young woman who fell in love and got her heart so broken that the process of getting through the heartbreak felt like she was actually grieving a loss. It's a very intense story, but listen to it. If you've ever gone through a heartbreak, especially when you were really in love with that person, you will definitely be able to relate to the story. So let's go there.
About 10 days before my relationship ended, I wrote about it ending. It was my attempt to look at what was going on straight on and brace myself for the worst case scenario, which was a breakup. It was also like an attempt to brace myself for being heartbroken, because I knew that if that happened, it would hurt like a bitch. So it was just like, okay, I mean, if you write about it now, maybe it wouldn't hurt so much. So when my ex ended the relationship, I took it at first as a redefinition, right? The same way you define a relationship to be exclusive, you're now defining a relationship to be platonic and to be exes or just friends living happily ever after apart. And I was fine. I just said, okay, now I'm just going to heal, listen to a podcast, do some self-care routine, make it into a thing, me, myself, and I, and all of that jazz. I thought that I'd actually escaped the heartbreak and the pain and all of that until, I think, 2 days after. It didn't last long at all. 2 days after, it was like 2 a.m. and I don't know what brought it to mind, but it occurred to me that before now, at 2 a.m., it wouldn't be so quiet. There would be a conversation happening over the phone. There would be banter. There would be laughing. There would be some sort of brainstorming session happening, but it wasn't this quiet. And it was just eerily quiet that day, and there was just nobody to talk to. And the loss of that just washed over me, and I started grieving. I didn't know when I started crying, and it was just like, it dawned on me that shit, this, like, we are over. And that was how like a cycle started, that I'll be fine. I will go on with my life. I'll be working or taking a walk or listening to music, and I would just randomly collide into a memory or a scent or a story or a random banter that happened or something, and curled up into a ball or crying or just waiting for that moment to pass. And I remember getting texts from my friend, how are you? What's going on? And I said, I don't know, because to be honest, I really didn't know. Like, I can be fine this moment, but if I run into anything, that would just remind me. Like, I had to start actively avoiding things, especially during work hours, so that I'll be able to focus on work. And that had never happened to me before. I had to actually take time out to study what grief looked like and how to navigate it, because it really felt like I was grieving an exit. Questions like, what did I do? What went wrong? What could I have done differently? What happened? Like, almost sort of aggressively going back in memory, which was almost unhealthy. So I now started this habit of listening to podcasts just to distract myself from my own thoughts, because if I'm engaging in some deep conversation by some deep thinker, I'll just forget that right now life sucks, and right now there's this pain that I cannot reach, and it just requires time, and I just can't handle it. It was a lot. I would say that love taught me the cost of vulnerability. It really put vulnerability in context. There's this prayer that goes, this Celtic prayer that goes, I honor your gods, I will drink at your well, I bring an undefended heart to our meeting place. I have no cherished outcomes, I will not negotiate by withholding, and I'm not subject to disappointment. It's such a heavy and demanding one, because it requires you to live with your arms stretched open, undefended. So if an attack, like an end comes, or pain comes, or disappointment comes, you can't brace yourself for it, but it also puts you in this position to give and receive. And I think that's where the wealth of vulnerability is. And that is what I got from being in love. I mean, it's like a two-sided coin. It sucks, but when it comes, it comes.
Whew. Okay, so that was definitely interesting. Thank you so much for sharing. If you're listening to this, I won't say your name because I want this to be anonymous, but there's a lot of strength in sharing. So thanks for sharing this. I mean, there's three things that she said that really struck me when she said she would randomly collide into a memory and it would just like take her back into that pain. I could totally relate. When I broke up with one of my exes, I would literally be okay sometimes for days, even weeks, and then something random would just happen, and in that instant I would just like go back all the way to, you know, when things were good, even when things were bad. All of the memories usually recount. So I totally understand that randomly just colliding into a memory. And then when she said that if the pain felt like she was grieving, I thought that was like really deep, because there's a certain way you would fall in love with someone or be with someone that when they leave, and this is not them dying, it's just when they leave, when they're no longer in your life, it would feel like a loss, like a very, very deep sense of loss. Like someone actually left a hole in your heart. And that can be a pain that you cannot reach, a pain that you cannot feel, or a hole you can't feel until after a while. And it's one of those times that reminds us that there is actually a large cost of vulnerability. Vulnerability is, it's great, it's amazing, it can make you bond with people, it can, you know, bring out the true expression of a relationship, of a person. But also, if things go bad, being vulnerable would hurt like hell, because you were bare and now that made it easier for you to just hurt like crazy. So yeah, well, I definitely could relate a lot to that story, because I've been in that situation of having great love and losing it. And I'm pretty sure you guys can relate. So, you know, send me an email, leave a voice note, send a comment, DM, and let's talk about this first story that we just shared. And so this second story is from a guy, a young guy who broke up with someone, not because he didn't really love her, but because he realized at some point that the relationship was never going to go anywhere. And as it gains just, you know, chilling and enjoying the moment, he decided to call it quits. And you know, it was, of course, the person who he dumped would have been hurt, but also him having the courage to say, hey, this is not going to work out, and how he dealt with the pain of having to hurt someone he loved. That's what he shared here. So let's listen to it.
I think the story will be more around the breakup that affected me kinda. I mean, so I ended a relationship that we were not fighting, everybody were good. Then I just ended it after the whole conversation around understanding that maybe this shouldn't be. I mean, so it was bad because it was good, had like a lot of loving memories and all. But I just felt like, nah, this is not it. And because for me it had that touch of finality, because I wanted to take it to the end and I didn't want to play around. And so if wanting to take it to the end was like the end game and I wasn't seeing it ending that way, I had to cut it. So it was painful and I didn't even notice until after ending it, because it now became harder to just move on, in that maybe because I really, really liked her, and ending it abruptly meant that she would like be very, very hot. And so it cost a lot of things for me. So that's it. I mean, I think that should be like my most difficult story around love, like really, really loving someone and ending it because you didn't feel that this could get to that final point of getting married or something, and you didn't want to waste the person's time, but maybe the person still does not understand. I'm like, I'm not complaining, so why are you ending this? I mean, so that part of moving on and not knowing how the other person feels, maybe the person has moved on or not, or you not wanting to be the source of hurt to someone you care about, and at the end hurting that person, was really, 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 really painful.
Okay, so that's one story that I can't totally relate with, you know, because I haven't broken up with anybody because I felt it wasn't going anywhere and I still love them, right? I have broken up with someone because I knew that this wasn't going anywhere, but because I fell out of love or out of like, I'm not even really sure anymore how I felt in that relationship. But I mean, I can imagine that it would be different to see, like, you still genuinely really care or love someone, like you said, but still have to break up because you just know within your spirit that this is never going anywhere. And I think that takes a lot of courage, because there are a lot of people who would know that and still just keep stringing this person along for months, sometimes even years, until they then find the right person and then just end the relationship. And so that person had wasted a lot of the time. So I think it was very courageous, and I can imagine that even the courage would have caused me pain. But what I do know is that I do understand what it means to really care about someone, maybe not love them anymore or not be in love with them, but really care about someone and have to end the relationship on good terms. You know, it's not like nobody's cheating, you're not fighting unnecessarily, you're not necessarily unhappy. It's just, you just know that this is wrong and this is just not working and will never work out, and you now have to bring yourself to the point where you have to actually hurt that person. You might not be hurt because maybe you're no longer in that relationship mentally and emotionally, but sometimes just caring about the person that you are leaving, it's also something you have to walk through. For me, it was then out convincing myself that you're not a bad person just because you're quote unquote dumping someone. It's also for their own good in long term. I mean, they'll be heartbroken, but you know, they could get through it and hopefully find love, and hopefully you too find someone that you love, and just, you know, you're not a bad person. But yeah, so thank you for sharing, dude, if you're listening to this. I thought that was very interesting spice to this love and lust story, coming from somebody who was not the person that was broken up with, but the person who didn't break up but still felt kind of pain. I think that was interesting. Anyway, so let's go to story three. So story three is from, well, a young lady also, but this is not about romantic love. This is about the relationship with her and her dad, how it was really good, but then she decided to sort of go like a different path than he envisaged it for her life, and how it did a lot of damage to their relationship, and how she's still dealing with it. You know, it's not where it used to be. It's not even close. It's not as bad though, but there's a lot of pain in just this person who you love and respect and who has done everything for you, but doesn't understand the choices you're making, and how you sometimes you can't do anything about remedying that situation because you also want to live your life, right? And for a lot of us who have issues with our parents not either believing in our dreams or not happy with the choice that we're making, or in the person that we truly are when we try to come out as ourselves, this is something that you definitely relate with, because you will know the pain of losing that relationship or the intimacy in that relationship, but yet also the courage that you're not going to do what they want you to do because you also love yourself more. It's a very interesting dynamic, so let's listen to it.
Okay, so I'm just going to say, for anybody listening to this, this is not a pity kind of podcast. This is just me telling you that there's no age to live in life. There's no age to when to start. And there's no age where you have it figured out. So basically, I'm 28, but I can actually say I started life at 25. Unlike the relationship talk, I'm not talking relationship, I'm talking about love lost and how it affected me. So I used to be a daddy's girl. I literally had everything I wanted. I lived comfortably. I had enough funds, you know, for a young Lagos girl that didn't need to, you know, do things that needed to be done. But there was something I didn't have. It was purpose. And to get purpose, I had to live the love of my life. At the time I thought Eve was the love of my life, I was, you know, growing up to like 25. And then, you know, I just decided I needed to get up and do something. I wanted more. Because as a daddy's girl, you have everything planned out. I had, you know, the man I was supposed to marry. I had cars at my disposal. I had phones, I had everything. But I still wanted something I couldn't find in my house. And it was purpose. And to get purpose, I had to leave love. Not the person I was supposed to marry. I had to choose between, you know, still being a daddy's girl and moving on to actually live life and find life. So at the time I was giving up the love, I didn't know I was going to give it up totally. I was thinking it was something that was fixable. I was thinking I was just going to go into the world, you know, pick up a career, start something. I've never done a day job. At 25, I've actually never had a job. I've never done a job. But I was given a condition to either leave without anything or stay with everything. And like I said, I loved my dad so much. I was a dad's girl. There was nothing you could tell anyone. There was nothing anybody wanted. And I said yes to that the person didn't get. But this was me having to throw all of that away and then finding purpose. I didn't understand it at first. I didn't know how bad it was going to be until I actually did. So I moved out. I started life. And then he shut me out. He shut me out so bad. And the person I dated after him basically felt like my father. I had too much love to give the person. I gave too much love. I literally choked the person, and I didn't even know I was doing it until it got to a point where I actually realized I was still searching for my dad in everybody I met. And, you know, it obviously ended in premier tears. But yeah, losing the love I have in my dad actually put me in bad situations. It put me in positions where I had to make mistakes. It dropped my self-esteem. I literally lost myself. Finding a career, finding purpose, and then finding yourself at the same time trying to, you know, do this whole adult thing and all that just made life very difficult. It made me a bit suicidal. It got that bad. So unlike, you know, emotional and sexual relationships where you can actually walk away, this is something I'm still trying to figure out. This is something I'm still trying to make work. And there's just one fear I have. What if this nigga dies tomorrow? I'm still figuring out myself. I'm still trying to live life. I'm still trying to love life. If you've met me, I'm an amazing person. I'm free-spirited. I'm happy. But there's something missing. And that's what I've always had and what I do not have at this moment and what I'm hoping I could still fix. But there's something at the back of my mind that keeps telling me, even if I fix it, it might never be the way it used to be. And for that reason, I feel like first I have to forgive myself. Because I had a choice and I chose selflessly. Like, I chose me over him. And this man put, you know, a lot into making me grow up. Medically, he literally built an hospital just to, you know, save my life. Marriage-wise, he had everything planned out for me. My future and everything was planned and perfect. But I just woke up one morning and said, you know what? I wanted a life outside of this. I wanted something different. And I didn't think about all the sacrifices and everything he had already put up with or had to do to actually get me to where I am. And I just stood up and walked away. And I feel like he's not hurt based on the fact that I made a choice. He's hurt based on the fact that I actually made a choice and walked away. So basically, I'm still dealing with the loss of love from my dad. But at the same time, thinking about it now that I'm doing this podcast, now that I have a different mindset and I've been grateful for some days, and I kind of feel like it's still possible. I kind of feel like I can still do it. And I think I should. And I know I will. So peace. This is the Vulnerability Podcast.
And I'm out. Okay, so that was so emotional. I feel like she took us on a journey, a very deep and sincere journey. And maybe this whole episode should have just been two of us talking about that love that she lost. It was so good that if you had at the end of it, because we recorded this while she was also in the studio, and we were clapping because it took a lot of strength and courage. She actually cried while recording it. So thank you so much, love, for sharing. I know there are a lot of people out there who would be able to relate to this. You know, it's never easy doing stuff that your parents do not like. It's not easy to walk out of them. I've never had experiences deep as this. But very recently, I did something. I was very rebellious and I did something that all the adults, quote unquote, in my life, did not want me to do, or do it in a way that, you know, they didn't like. Sort of like, you should have carried us along. You know, we have to be there. You have to do it our way. You have to take our permission. And I've tried to get that permission for like 2 years straight, just to do one thing that I really wanted to do. But you know, they just, you know, when I am adult and parents feel like they have power over you, just kept not giving it. And at some point I was like, no, I'm done. I'm just going to do this and walk away and do it and close my eyes. And I did, and it was a mess. It was literally a battle, you know. It was, at some point I even had to cave in and apologize here, cry there, you know, and just to say, okay, you know what, I've done this and I'm not changing my mind. You have to at some point come to terms with it, but I also don't want to leave us in a bad note, you know. And so it was just a huge battle. So I have a little bit of inkling or understanding of what she must have felt, having to walk away from everything that her dad had done for her, and now having a strained relationship and just not knowing how to fix it. And there's something she said, it's not like a romantic relationship where you can just walk away and you guys just go your separate ways. When it's family, there's always going to be a bond somehow, and they're always going to be in your life somehow. And so it's harder to walk away. You have to deal with it, you know, in real time, and most times very often, you know, especially if it was a very close kin family, or you guys live around the same location, same state, same city. So yeah, I mean, I don't have much to say about this anymore. I just know that it takes a lot of strength. But I do commend the courage it took to say, I need to be able to live for myself. I need to be able to do the things that I want to do. I need to be able to live my life on my own terms. I need to be able to do what I want to do and be unapologetic about it. If I make a mistake, it's my mistake. If I fail, it's my failure. If it turns bad for me, it's mine to own, as against just being pampered and having everything handed to me but not being happy about it. It takes a lot of courage to live your life on your own terms, but even with the pain that comes with it, trust me, it's something that is always worth it. Love might be lost and it might be painful, but at the end of the day, it's your life, not theirs. Anyway, thanks again for sharing that. And this is the fourth story. So let's listen for this number four story.
You see, for me, love has been difficult and love hurts. How is it that you are in love and you are the only person in love? You're the only person in it, right? You adore this person and this person seemed to have loved you once upon a time. But now it looks like the times have changed and you're all alone. You fall in love with this other person who makes it seem as if this time there would be an opportunity for love in return. And soon, even that too goes dark, right? Then you fall in love with another person who truly, truly would never feel the same way about you. Never. It's hard. And eventually you fall in love with a person who loves you deeply. Then this person just switches off and hurts you in ways you never thought possible. I mean, how could you even conceive the thought? Because it was perfect. It was beautiful. It was bliss. But then a new guy just comes around and suddenly she's gone. Everybody keeps telling you about how much more cool and better you are than this new guy. It's confusing how she would leave you for him. Right? Because maybe not perfect, but we were perfect. You see, it's even harder to understand that perhaps she fell out of love at some point or did not fall in love the day I did. So she stumbles and stutters through reasons and explanations on why being friends is just enough. But no. Nothing can make this feel better. Nothing can take the pain away. And all I want to hear is, I love you and I need you. That's all I want to hear. That's all I want her to say to me. I love you and I need you. So I try to be strong and, you know, be a man. But I'm left with excruciating pain. I stroll through my days like a mindless zombie. And all I do is go back in time in my head, right? I go back to my thoughts. And all I can think about is how we are meant to be together and how we have been happy together in the past. Where did I go wrong? What didn't I do right? What should I have done that I didn't do? What did I do that I should have done? What? These questions are just in a constant loop in my head and I can't eat. I can't even be sound asleep. I'm a weepy mess. I feel rejected and worthless. I feel as though there's something truly wrong with me. I wonder, what could I do to make her need me? To say that I've been unlucky in love would be an understatement. See, love has kicked my ass. Yes, there've been some beautiful moments. But somehow I've managed to choose someone who doesn't want what I want or doesn't feel what I feel. And I've had to sit down and ask myself, you know, try to figure out what part of all of this is my fault and how I can change it. Thought of several reasons why this kind of love haunts me. See, I've over and over again entered right into relationships, determined to find love. But this one-sided thing seems to be my curse. Now, I know that love is a blessing, but you see this unrequited love, now this is a cancer and it's eating me alive. Falling in love is a slippery slope. And despite all of my boundaries, all of my defenses, it eases in like a gentle mist and settles itself superbly over my life. And then it blinds me. It's sad that we fall in love with someone sooner than we fully even get to know about it. By then, we've already stretched out our hearts for someone who is able to break it into pieces. This is what love calls for, I believe, utmost vulnerability and utmost trust. It's far from certain.
Okay, so that was, it's very rare to see guys, you know, be this vulnerable about their emotions romantically. So huge kudos to this guy. This dude who sent me this entry. I thought that it was so emotional, at some point almost poetic. But one of the things that kind of like struck me is when he said he's been unlocking love, dude. So many of us, I swear to God, so many of us. Oh my goodness. I mean, it just sometimes, or at some point, it just felt like I would not get it right. You know, you meet this one, you don't love the person loves you. You meet the one that you now love, person doesn't love you back. It's just basketballs left and right, like number one, number two. It's crazy. And then at some point, especially if you're somebody who really wants a committed long-term relationship, or someone who really believes in love, you start questioning your belief. Like it's like relationship's not for me. It's like this love thing is not for me. It's a mess. Literally, just the cycle of it is a mess. I don't even know, to be honest, if I've still left that cycle, you know. But I know that the last couple of years has just been basketballs. When you're in the moment, you know, sometimes it feels like it's amazing, and then something happens, hits the rocks, and you just look back and just be like, huh, okay, so I have to start all over again. And for a lot of times, I think that's usually the hardest part, when you've given yourself to love over and over again, and you've been hurt over and over again. At some point, you begin to question if you have the strength, the bandwidth to go back and get to know somebody from the beginning and love them. And, you know, would it work? Would it not work? And I think one of the biggest side effects that love and pain, lost love, has given me is PTSD. You know, just the fact that when you then find it good, sometimes it becomes very hard for you to accept that's good. You know, I had a relationship last year, and when it was good, it was good. It was unbelievably good. But then when it got bad, it got bad. And, you know, when I took a step back and said, you know, when I'm done, I have taken shit. I've given of myself. There's literally nothing here of me. And I take a step back. The first thing that hit me was like, what the heck? Why did I even allow myself get into this situation in the first place? Because there were red flags left, right, and center. But I just carried my head and shook it inside and said, you know what? I'm going to love you if I get hurt. What the fuck? But well, yeah, I did get hurt. And then I met someone after the relationship. First of all, let me. So when a relationship ended, I remember the first time I saw this person after the relationship ended, I had a panic attack that day. So usually, I mean, if you've heard me talk, you know that I have anxiety attacks, but I've never really had like full-blown panic attack that was physically manifest. Like hands are shaking, sweat dropping. But this was how bad that this hit me. I was like, I'm done with the relationship, yeah. But you know, you just the remnants of it, the memory. When the first person said you sometimes just collide into memory. So the first time I saw this person again, I just realized that my hands were shaking, my legs, everything. It was crazy. And then, you know, I went into therapy. That incident drove me to therapy. Of all the things I've dealt with in my life, it was that drove me to therapy eventually that broke me. And then I went and I got better and then I met someone. And you know, the relationship was good. It was too good that when I began to realize that this was so good, it was everything that my ex wasn't, I began to question it. I had the worst PTSD ever. Like, I could not accept that this thing could be this good. I could not accept that this person can be the opposite. It was just crazy. Like, no, my insecurities came out like it had never come out ever before. It was all shade of annoying because I was no longer dealing with heartbreak or, oh, I love this person and relationship ended. I was dealing with the remnant of it, of the trauma. Yeah, that was it. I was dealing with the trauma of the relationship. Like, oh, this person used to gaslight me. What if this person becomes like this? I remember when this relationship was good. So what if this relationship I am in right now is so good now, but what if it becomes like that? It was a lot of it took a lot from me. You know, there are times when I would literally not want to talk to this person I was beginning to date because it was so good and I could not accept that it was so good. It's like toxic relationships became my own toxic trait. So when I saw something good, I just didn't. And that was the beginning of the ending of that particular relationship, because I was dealing with the trauma of something that just ended. You know, that's just an example of how love can mess you up, you know. And you know, that relationship ended and I got into another one now. And it's better now, right? I'm better now. But every now and again, for just very little things, I remember my ex and I remember the pain. And I remember how something led to something and led to something, and I just become insecure. And it feels like the cycle will not end, that I've been hit with this very deadly bomb, that no matter how old I grow, the scars will always just stay with me. I always have to look at the scars and still remember. I always collide with the memory and still remember. It's crazy, right? There have been love lost on my end from friends. You know, when you're friends with someone, but then stuff happens, life happens. You know, you move to different cities, people get married, and it's just not the same. And you look back, and for a certain duration of time, most of your memories were tied to that person and that friendship. But then you can't remember those memories or relive those memories without thinking about that friendship and just knowing that it's never going to be the same way. You know, it's not like there was a huge betrayal. It's not like, it's just two people who drifted apart, who are living the best version of their lives, but they drifted apart anyway. And and lost friendships, broken friendships are some of the hardest things to deal with, because you know, romantic love will come and go and come, but sometimes your friends can even be your soulmate, and it hurts when time and distance and difference in dreams and values come and taint something that you have that will never be the same. I think for me, when it comes to friendship, the biggest path is knowing that a large part of your memories in a certain period of time is very tightly related. It has this person in it. And so you can't remember or relive those awesome memories without remembering this person who's no longer in your life as a friend. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, I personally have lots of story about lost love, family, friends, romantic, obviously. And that's why I wanted to have this podcast, where it wasn't just me and one person or two people, but I get a few people to come and share their stories, their different the different variation of the stories about love, dealing with love and dealing with pain. And I hope that just listening to this, you will be able to relate to one or two things. That it doesn't open old wounds, but again, it reminds you that you're not alone, and whatever it is that you're dealing with, it's not just you. And with time, healing does come. Healing does come with time, no matter in whatever form of pain. Healing does come with time, and there's no love without pain. But it doesn't mean that love in all its form and its entirety cannot still be something beautiful. So keep loving, keep being, keep shining. Don't stop being vulnerable, because a lot of your strength as a human being is in your vulnerability, and you're strong enough to deal with it. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I hope that you enjoyed listening to it. It wasn't just my voice, it had a couple of voices in there. So I hope you enjoyed listening to it. Let me know what you think. Send an email, vulnerabilitypodcast@gmail.com. Send me DM on Instagram @d.vulnerabilitypodcast. Send a voice note on Anchor, comment on whatever platform that you use, but let me know what you think. You know, mention PCT me on Twitter, on Instagram. Share this podcast with people if you liked it. But hey, see you again for the next episode. Peace out.
Thanks for listening to the Vulnerability Podcast. You can send us an email, vulnerabilitypodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Instagram @the.vulnerabilitypodcast. Follow your host @peaceitimi on Twitter and Instagram. This episode was edited by Feifei and is available on all podcast listening platforms. Kindly rate, share, and review.